Hello everyone, here I am at March for Life, where it's ended in Trafalgar Square. People are gradually dispersing, and there was a stage. So it's several thousand people here. I wait for the official estimate. Some Catholic clergy, Anglican clergy, the Reverend Calvin Robinson. Let's go and have a look at him. It was a very multiracial, multi-religious crowd. People of all ages, people bringing babes in arms up to people who are clearly elderly. Although I don't think I've actually seen any wheelchairs. And lots of very moving speeches. The Reverend Calvin Robinson, a bit of a star. So what else are I going to say? Some people were singing hymns. So some people are religious in actuation, others not. And various flags, the Scottish flag, the cross of St. George, can't think of any others, some religious banners. But I think the thing this movement really needs to do is outreach to the Muslim community, because the Muslim minority in the United Kingdom tends to be fervently pro-life. So we were verbally abused by some of the pro-genocide caucus over there. I'll show you them. And they were calling us Nazis, despite those the ones who are actively demanding the mass murder of children. 60 million children murdered every single year, not enough of them. And I engaged with a lot of these people, and the woman said, and I said, but what if your mother had killed you and your baby? She said, yeah, that would have been my right. And the astonishing thing is she did actually say the word baby. Yes, if my mother wanted to kill us baby, that would have been her right. No, it wouldn't. There is no right to kill a baby. We'd have the death penalty even for serial killers. Why on earth should we have it for the most innocent people of all? So it really was quite staggering. And there was some very moving testimony by a woman who was gallant enough to acknowledge she'd had three abortions and realized it's a terrible, terrible mistake. And she can never, ever bring her children back. But what she can do is try to convince other people not to commit the same crime. So these are the totalitarians, the communists here of the Socialist Workers Party. Now you could be in the SWP and pro-life, although I don't know a single person who is. So they've got their rally for their anti-democratic movement. So this is the pro-death movement, perhaps some of them part of the abortion industry, or perhaps I should call it the child abuse industry. So they think that the murder of children is healthcare, that stopping respiration is healthcare, stopping a heartbeat is healthcare, snapping a spine is healthcare, ripping the limbs off a child is healthcare. Well, it's not the baby's body that has the choice. It's the baby's body gets killed, not the woman's body. I don't want the woman's body to be harmed at all. And they said, pro-life, that's a lie. Of course, we are pro-life. When women die from illegal abortions, that's entirely the fault of abortionists, not of us. Every single one of them was killed by the abortion movement and not a single one by the pro-life movement. And they tried to, there is no right to abortion, there is no right to kill a totally innocent person. Wow, it's like the right to keep people as slaves, or it's like the right to rape or something like that. It's just a contradiction in terms. It really is foul. So here are these people advocating for the mass murder of children, advocating for genocide, and the police are doing nothing about it. And I saw two pro-lifers roughly arrested earlier today. So anyway, if we saved even a single life, then obviously it's well worth it. Made some woman who was about to kill her child think twice and save her baby. Obviously she's not obliged to bring the baby up herself. She could have this baby adopted. And Jamila Jamil, who likes to boast that she killed her child, she was said, oh well, we have to be allowed to murder children because the care system isn't well funded enough. All right, we could fund it more. And they come up with these specialist arguments. You ask a woman, why did you have an abortion? It's almost never healthcare. That's almost never the reason cited. It'll be, I was young, I wasn't in a stable relationship, I was still at university, it wasn't a good time for my career, I already had a child, something like that. It's almost never because of this health condition. And if it really is a threat to her life, all right then. I know it's a terrible thing to do, but two deaths is worse than one. So to save the mother's life, that ought to be permitted. So if it really is a financial reason why she's killing the child, just give her more money. Well, that's not a healthcare issue. Or should we allow doctors to prescribe money? Maybe not just give them cash, but say, here's a voucher to buy whatever you need, a cot and a pram and so forth. So the woman may be pregnant in a very difficult situation and deserving a great deal of sympathy. But who created this situation? It was the man in her life and the woman herself. So therefore they are responsible for the situation, and it's for them to deal with it. And the murder of a totally innocent person is never a solution. Another point is, you know, these SWP people, they claim to be on the side of the most vulnerable members of our society. The most vulnerable people in society are obviously unborn children who are defenceless. So we've got to be a voice for a voiceless. We have to be responsible for them. We have a responsibility to protect. So we're at the anti-genocide movement. And obviously you've got a demographic death spiral, fewer and fewer babies born. Obviously no woman has the duty to become pregnant, but one pregnant has a duty to care for her child and not kill her child. And it's often by irresponsible fathers who pressurise their wives, their girlfriends or whatever into having abortions. So, I mean, what if a girl is pregnant below the age of consent? Is that really a threat to her life? I'm not quite sure. I mean, obviously I'm not a doctor. There might be a medical judgment on that. What if she's 15? Is that so young as a threat to her life? I would think not, but I'm not actually sure. There might come a point where she's just so young that abortion is permissible because of the grave threat to her life from not aborting the baby, just going ahead with it. And again, that's a horrendous thing to do. It's obviously not the baby's fault. One of the most difficult cases is, what about the case of rape? Because, you know, the baby is not the felon, and she or he should not pay the price for the father's crime. But it seems to me totally unreasonable to expect the mother to continue this pregnancy because, she might commit suicide. So some people are praying now, and we've got this infant of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the infant. So there's a religious motivation to many people here. You see some monks in cassocks, you see some clergy in full clericals and so on. It's a Saturday, so it didn't interfere with worship. What else can I say? So it's the Catholic community is heavily represented here. And there were speakers from the United States. So a fairly successful rally. But on the other hand, it's dispiriting that, you know, only a few thousand people out of 70 million turned out in the United Kingdom. Of course, it's in London, so it's too far for many people. There were speakers from Northern Ireland and the people from Scotland, certainly. I'm not so sure about Wales. I don't know if there are rallies in other parts of the United Kingdom. And there was a sign, "Where's Welby?" because Justin Welby wasn't here. The Church of England has signally failed to take a moral stand, has failed to take a lead on this subject, and there are only a few Anglican clergy who are brave enough to raise their head above the parapet and to speak out against the mass murder of children, to say, if there's a body before conception, or before birth, there certainly is, there must be a soul, and therefore it's wrong to kill someone who's never done anything wrong. He or she has the right to life, no matter what, you know, even if it is a difficult situation for the mother. So, all right, we could double child benefit or do whatever it is and give free school meals to all children, not taxpayer funded. And I would agree to all that, so long as abortion were outlawed under almost all circumstances. So here we are, you have some idea of the sort of people who attended, and you see these very angry people there who want more children to be murdered. There's really no limit to their bloodlust, these people. So they are bigots. They're the pro-death movement. Life is better than death, but they don't seem to agree. For them, birth and death have swapped places. They think birth is worse than death. They prefer death, but not their own. I mean, I don't encourage suicide, but if they committed suicide, that really would be a choice. They could abort themselves. They could cut themselves if they bleed to death. They could take a lethal injection. They could, I don't know what else they could do to kill themselves. They would say they could have their spines broken or something like that. And that's what happens to these babies. And that's what they want to do to innocent children. I'll switch off.